Brenda, Brenda, Edwards, Ewards. Miss Edwards, date of birth, I don't know. Today's the 18th. Miss Edwards is a blank-year-old woman with history of, who's originally from Pasadena, California. She's single. She has two children. She's been married before. She used to be a housekeeper, period. She has a history of hypertension, atrial fibrillation, significant weight loss, over 120 pounds, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, neuropathy, hemodialysis, related stage 4 renal failure on hemodialysis via left Quinton catheter, has had multiple shunts and accesses placed in both arms, and none have worked for her. She's now also developed a 4.5 centimeter sacral decubitus ulcer, stage 3. At one time, she was on Ozempic because of her diabetes, but she hasn't taken that for some time, period. Patient recently was hospitalized because of an access infection. She's totally bedbound, total ADL dependent. She's had a stroke with left-sided weakness in the past. Also has had seeding of her staph infection related to her shunt with a left knee infection, which has required debridement. She has staples in place and a brace because she cannot bend the right knee, period. She suffers from protein calorie malnutrition. Her albumin has dropped from 1.4 to 1.2 during the last hospitalization period. Allergy none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Original from Pasadena, as was mentioned. Patient has a review of systems, significant weight loss, over 100 pounds, decubitus ulcer, bowel and bladder incontinent, total ADL dependent, has a fistula right arm. In the past, that has quit working. Left-sided graft, now dialyzes from a left Quinton catheter. Medication has included lidoderm patch, carafate, a gram, 4 times a day, Miralax, PRN for constipation, RENVELA, 4 tabs twice a day, Flexrail, 10 milligram as needed, Protonix, 40 milligram a day. Patient is no longer on Ozempic, as I mentioned. Blood sugars are controlled since she's on hemodialysis. Metoprolol XL, 25 milligram BID, Vicodin 5-3-25. 4 times a day, Neurontin 100 milligram, 4 times a day, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, Eliquis 2.5 milligram a day, and Norvasc 5 milligram a day, period. Surgeries are related to the access placement and the infected right knee where the brace is now applied. Has had debridement of her decubitus ulcers in the past. Also has had a history of right breast abscess and knee infection. Related to seeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G, of the infected access in the past. Allergy none. Family history, mom died at age 96. She knows about her father. She's awake, but she's confused. She's moaning in pain. She appears to be in pain. Blood pressure is 140 over 90. Pulse is 88. This person's 18.02, side 100%. Heart puzzle, swamp puzzle, stiff lungs, irregular. Lungs, bronchi and rals, abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. 1 second. I'm talking about a patient. Patient also has an access left Quinton catheter, has the multiple fistula and grafts in both arms. Decubitus ulcer, 4.5 to 5 centimeters, stage 3, the sacral area. Assessment, here we have an elderly woman, total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, history of stroke, left-sided weakness, history of infected accesses, both fistula and grafts on right and left side, now dialyzes through her left Quinton catheter. Period. She's very debilitated. She has had protein calorie malnutrition with drop of albumin to 1.2 at this time. She has a left-sided weakness related to her previous stroke, period. Oh, someone there put that immunization is up to date. And come back to assessment. She has a right knee brace in place, status post knee debridement, and decubitus ulcer, sacral area. It's right here, babe. Period. Her O2 side was 100%, by the way. Did I say that? Patient's blood pressure is controlled with the help of Norvasc. Eliquis at low doses given for atrial fibrillation with history of neuropathy and Neurontin multifactorial, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor for Ms. Edwards, expected to do poorly. Most likely has very little time left, given her low albumin, lack of and protein calorie malnutrition that was mentioned. Patient meets the criteria for end-of-life care, end-of-life and palliative care at this time. She still dialyzes, but she's been contemplating stopping dialysis altogether in the near future. Period. Thank you.